We're going to do a quick, this is kind of a quickie. This is based on the study that we did last weekend called The Keys to Longevity. The study's done by Drs. Breslow and Balick down in Alameda, California. And some of you took the health age appraisal, the computerized health age appraisal. Did some of you get the results back? You remember that? Okay, good. And it's not too late to do it. Just ask the ladies back. There's one page. It goes through the computer. It will tell you what your actual biological age is in relationship to your chronological age. It will make some recommendations and will, for your age group, it will predict how much lower you can lower your biological age. And so remember the health habits we were looking at. Smoking is out. Smoking is just killing too many people, 440,000 a year. We know excessive alcohol lowers longevity. The study showed that. And number three, it is important to have a good breakfast every morning. Every morning. That needs to be a practice. We really need to limit eating between meals. It ought to be somewhat of a rarity that we eat between meals. And we need to get about 7 on the low end, but 8 hours of sleep a night is the ideal. And then we need to have good mental and emotional health, okay? And then your favorite one, we need to be exercising 4 to 6 times a week. Now, 4 times if you're just walking, and I don't mean just walking. Walking is good. It needs to be more to six to seven. But if you're doing moderate to vigorous, it ought to be 4 to 6. And anyway, we talked about the exercise thing. Now, this is a chart that was produced by Dr. Neil Nedley, right, in his book, Proof Positive. And he was looking at the same health study. And I want you to notice, as we look on the far left side here, we have the age groups here by decades, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Now, notice we're looking across the top here, the number of health habits that one is following. And notice for the 20-year-old, if they follow all 7, they can base, and this is science, they can subtract 9 years. I don't know that we have many 20-year-olds tonight. Where should I go down to next? I'm trying to think of the medium age here. But if you're 40 years of age chronologically, and you're following maybe a couple of the health habits or less, add 22 years to your biological age. It means you have the body of a 72-year-old. And on the other side of it, if you're following all 7 of the health habits, subtract almost 15 years. That means you're biologically, you've got a body of a 35-year-old, even though you're 50. Don't you just love that? And then just come down here to 70 and add 27 years if you're only following, you know, just a couple or less. But on the far end, if you follow all 7 health habits, subtract 18 years. That means what? 52. Right? 52. So don't underestimate the accumulative effect of having good health habits. It's good to have 2 or 3, but consistency across the board is what we're aiming for, right? And through the grace of Jesus, we can improve our lifestyle. And again, the word is prevention, right? You do know that word, prevention. Don't be reactive when it comes to health. Prevent the problems and do what you can. So, and we're going to be into a prophetic subject entitled Daniel's Incredible Time Prophecies. I tell you, the book of Daniel, if you've not really studied this apocalyptic book of the Old Testament, is a fascinating, it's a powerful book. And in fact, we're going to be back into it again next Saturday morning. Remember, we're going to have a very special session here on Saturday morning. And I'm going to be sharing with you in that context the longest of all of the time prophecies in the Bible. And actually, this is going to be our first time prophecy. And you'll understand what I mean by this. So this evening we turn our attention to, again, one of the most astounding prophecies recorded in the Bible. As a result of our study this evening, our faith will be strengthened in the reliability of God's word. And we find these time prophecies, as I've already noted, in that apocalyptic book of the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. It is a parallel in many ways, though the language, the prophetic imagery is quite distinct from the book of Revelation. Nevertheless, both are dealing with the end times. That's the primary focus of the books. And so take your Bibles and turn with me to Daniel 9. It's the Old Testament, page 637. Daniel 9. And we're going to introduce our study tonight with verse 24, the first part of it, which gets us right into the time element of the prophecy, where it says, 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your